U.S. government contracts awarded to companies with alleged ties to terror groups, some of those terror groups targeting American forces. ABC's chief investigative correspondent Brian Ross on the trail.
With Americans still being attacked every week in Afghanistan, the U.S. government has worked hard to find out who has helped pay for the continued and deadly insurgent strikes. Only to discover that among those connected to the terrorists were companies also working as contractors for the U.S. government, according to these two lists produced by the military and the Commerce Department. U.S. officials say the companies already have received about $150 million in U.S. taxpayer money over the years.
It's like the United States government subsidizing the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, the Haqqani network, those groups that are trying to shoot and kill our soldiers.
Among them, a road construction company that the U.S. says is partly owned by a leader of that brutal Haqqani network. Blamed for an attack on the U.S. embassy 2 years ago that killed 16 people. The company denies any ties to terrorists, but sensitive U.S. military documents obtained by ABC News claim the profits, approximately $1 to $2 million per month, flowed to HQN, the Haqqani network, to finance its activities.
I'm an old-time prosecutor, and my hair stood on end.
Yet an ABC News investigation found that despite pleas from commanders in the field, along with Congress and the Inspector General, Pentagon lawyers have refused to formally block those companies from receiving U.S. contracts.
The reason they've given us is that it's not fair to these contractors that the evidence that we presented, and this is the evidence collected by the United States government, is classified.
The Pentagon canceled a scheduled interview for us on the subject, so we went to Fort Belvoir, to the military office that deals with the issue.
Brian Ross from ABC News.
Our top official said it was a question of due process in using classified information that the contractors cannot see.
Well, there are certain regulations that have to be followed, due process regulations. And
even with groups that are connected to terrorism?
That gets into documents I cannot discuss. In fact, I'm not allowed to talk to you unless I have the permission of the Department of the Army, so I'd have to end this interview at this time.
In a statement to ABC News, the Army said it has extensive vetting procedures and that most of the companies on the terror-connected list were not awarded contracts. Most, they say, Diane, but does not mean all.
All right, Brian Ross investigating again tonight. Thank you.